better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another lively edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. And, well, let's see now. Tonight is the final, I guess, the final primary night of all of these silly and ghastly primaries that we've been hearing about for the last 6 months. And we have with us tonight, back on the telephone, none other than the man who made predictions long ago, and that is Larry Nichols. Hello there, Larry Nichols.
Hey, Rick. Can't hear you very well.
You can't? Well,
no.
Maybe I'm not worth listening to anyway. That's
now
what they say.
I can. There you are, my friend.
All right. Here I am. Yeah, so let's see now. What happened tonight? We had a couple of primaries, Montana and, what was it, Pennsylvania, Ohio or something?
No, it was South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota, yeah. Right, and Hillary won both of them.
No, she won one of them.
I'm teasing you.
Well, don't try to trick me, Rick.
Well, you know more than anybody about it. You know more than Hillary about Hillary, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And that's kind of scary, you know.
No, it isn't.
It is to me. You know more about Hillary than she does? The genie is out of the bottle?
You know, Rick, now, folks, let's declare, all right? Let's declare. Tonight, Obama accepted the Democratic Party presumptive nomination to be their presidential candidate.
Yes, supposedly.
I heard his speech. You just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Right before him, Hillary had her speech.
Yes.
Now, there were two things in both speeches that y'all missed. You say, well, Larry, I saw it. You couldn't have missed it.
Uh-huh.
Hillary did not concede.
That's for sure. She did not.
She did not concede. As a matter of fact, Obama, in his speech, he praised Hillary. He said, you know, universal health care, Hillary's going to lead the way. Now, what that means in political speak, Obama offered her the vice presidency.
Mm-hmm.
He did, right there in that speech. And, you know, Rick, he had 17,000 people in that arena.
Wow.
Oh, man, were they fired up. You know what? You know the difference? I was just telling somebody minutes ago. You know the difference between an entertainer and a musician? Do you? A musician.
Well, I can give you my answer, but go ahead. You
well,
tell me.
A musician,
me.
You know, when he's in front of people, a musician or she, when they're in front of people and the crowd's wound up, you know what? You're hot. You know, you're there, man. You're on it. Now, I've played in front of 100,000 people, trust me. They're hot, you know. You could take your guitar and throw it on the floor and break it in a million pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the spectacle, you know what? Man, they're wound. They're wound so tight. That's a musician. You know what an entertainer is?
What?
An entertainer is what made Elvis Presley.
Mm.
You walk into a place where nobody knows you. They're not pumped, you know. But by what you do, you turn them on.
Oh, wow.
And oh, my God, you turn them on.
And which of those two will be right back is Hillary Clinton and Obama. I'll be right back with Larry Nichols when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
Pain
It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
And we are back now. And the $64,000 question of Larry Nichols. Then, Larry, is now that you've defined entertainer and you've defined a musician, which of these two is each of these candidates?
Neither.
So, in other words, they don't fall into any camp or both?
No, they fall neither in the entertainer camp. Look, man, I've done it. I've played with the Doobies. I played with Dobie Gray.
They're pretty
good,
too.
You know, man, I have been, buddy, I have been where audiences just eat you up. And you know what we did after it was over?
I know you didn't play with Elvis. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And we'd talk about, you know, can you believe the girl in the front row? you believe, by the way, you shanked that last song? But they didn't care. They didn't care.
But now, what you just said before the break, to cut to the quick, what you just said is what I heard. And I don't pay much attention to these primaries or anything else, but that's not important to me. But I noticed that Hillary Clinton had definitely made it pretty clear that even at this date, even after the supposed presumptive nomination excludes her from the top, she has not thrown in any towel.
No.
And I think she made that emphatic, didn't she?
She did. Now, what we don't know, what you and I don't know, what does she want? Does she want to
What is she really
after? I don't
after?
Think so.
Nope.
Obama offered it to her in that speech. I saw him. I heard him.
Well, we know that can't be a possibility. Otherwise, Obama will be like maybe one of the Kennedys in L.A.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Hillary said something that y'all didn't pay any attention to, and you're not used to, Rick, but I'm talking about the audience. She said something you didn't pay any attention to, which, by the way, was an old trick we did with Bill time and time again. We'd have Bill say, no, I don't know if I want to run again. And then we had people that said, run, Bill, run. Now, she said, I'm not going to make an announcement tonight. But email me at Hillary.com.
Yes.
Tell me your opinion or tell me your views. Y'all, this was written in 1986. It's like watching boring, you know?
I will be making no decisions tonight, Hillary said.
That's right. She said, I want to hear from you. And you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, run, Hillary, run. Now, let me tell you something, Rick. Let me tell you. Folks, let's deal with nuts up. If you're Hillary and I'm counseling you, I'm going to say, Hillary, you ain't listening, honey. You're not listening. You got the most popular votes. Not just in this race, but any candidate in the history of the world. You've got the Electoral College votes right now to win. You've got, in Puerto Rico, you know, everybody says, what was Puerto Rico about? Hey, pure Hispanic, and you beat him 2-1, just like you did Hispanics all over America.
But you said something, Larry, in every broadcast we've done, too, that really and truthfully, and I'm not trying to flatter you, but it is on the mark, and that is that there is no way the Democrats, if it's in the cards for the powers that be, if, in fact, they want to switch that saddle again to the Democrats in the White House, there's no way they are going to win that election with a, quote, black candidate at the head of the ticket. It's not going to happen.
Isn't that weird?
It's not going to happen.
You sound racist. No.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with my race or your race. It has to do with the practical politics of America.
Rick, you can count every black vote Obama's going to get in November. He's already got it, hasn't he?
He's already gotten them, yep.
Now, even if you move the goalpost on the youth vote, from what used to be 21 to 25, now you move it to 29, the idealistic vote. Right. You know what? If one of those he's going to get in November, he's already got them.
Yep.
He's already got them.
So are they going to hand it over to Mr. McCain or not?
Well,
and that is the ultimate
talking
question.
Talking to Hillary. You know, I'm going to say Hillary. Now, Rick, you're Hillary, right?
Yes.
Here's the good news. You know what just happened to you tonight, Hillary?
What?
It is fantastic news. If you were the Democratic nominee, you know how many votes you got to get? 51% of the votes. But if there are three of you, you only got to have 34. You just were handed the difference between 51 and 34. It was given to you on a silver platter. Plus, remember, who announced as the Libertarian candidate? Bob Barr, right?
Yep. Right.
Conservative, right? Whose votes are whose votes will he take? Hillary's, Obama's, or McCain's?
No, he's going to take away from McCain.
You got it. Now, boy, old McCain's got trouble, don't he?
We hope.
Now, the problem Hillary has, because all Obama has on this planet, Rick.
Yes.
Is he won proportional candidacy. Now, how many people voted in the Democratic Party primary when me and you, remember, we were telling people, hey, don't go out in the rain and snow. You know why? Because it don't mean nothing.
Right.
It's 826 superdelegates.
That's right. That's the magic number.
And you know what? If this were Bill, it's toast. But it's Hillary, and they hate Hillary. That's why they just need an excuse to break from Hillary, because they hate her. But now I'm counseling Hillary, right?
The only other scenario, Larry, see if you agree with me on this, pretty much you don't have to have a crystal ball to figure this one out, but if, in fact, it is not in the cards to have Hillary to lead that ticket, because you know she's not going to be VP with Obama as president. I don't think so. But anyway,
well, I mean, that's up to her. And I have no idea what these people want. Now,
but you know, and I know that if that's the case, he's not long for this world. But anyway,
one heartbeat. I'd hate for it to be my heartbeat.
Yeah, that's for sure. But let's put it this way. The only other scenario, then, is that all of this is a stage theatrical performance, not to bring about the underdog Hillary right up to the front and give her what she so roundly deserved, but that all of this is to set the stage for a totally different, unexpected head of this ticket. And that may very well be. I'm just proposing this now.
What if in 1986?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Morris, okay, you and I defined a strategy.
Sure.
To create a progressive party. Now remember, 80% of the people in this country are disillusioned. That don't mean they're disillusioned by Republicans. That don't mean they're disillusioned by Democrats. You know what? They're disillusioned by both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many of the 18 million votes Hillary got, if she switched parties, how many would go with her?
Mm-hmm.
If half of them went, she still wins.
Right.
You know, in a three-man race, putting a kicker in a bar.
Yep.
If half of them went with her. Now, let me ask you this. If your entire world is built around you being president, now remember, Hillary quits, she gets out. You know what? She and Bill go off into obscurity. She becomes a junior senator. Can you imagine Hillary go? And I talked to, you know, Dick Schumer when we were doing the Dubai thing. I mean, I know politics makes for strange bedfellows. You know what he told me? Forgive me for saying it, folks, but I'll repeat exactly what he told me. He said, I hate that bitch. You know why? Because he's the senior senator of New York. She's a junior, but she came in like a lightning bolt, and all of a sudden he was relegated to subservient status. But think about it, Rick. If I were telling Hillary, I'd say, wait a minute, Hillary, you've spent $200 million in branding, which means building your name. You've got the most votes of any human being ever in history for either party for president of the United States. You got people that ain't going to vote for Obama. You won Pennsylvania, Ohio. I mean, you won the key states. The states you got to have to win. You know what I'd say to Hillary, Rick? What do you owe the Democratic Party? What do you owe? Oh, well, I'm a party. No, let's go back. Let's think about Saturday. What did they do to you? They took Michigan. Not only did they give all undecided votes in Michigan. Now, remember, folks, Michigan was in January.
4-2 Obama. He wasn't even on the ballot.
See, that's why the issue of the credentials committee came up.
Yep.
There's not one instrument anywhere. Not one instrument that exists anywhere in the world. When the Democratic Party said they're outside of their time, all the candidates agreed not to run active races, but you know, there was nothing anywhere that said you need to pull your name off the ballot. He pulled his name off the ballot, didn't he?
Yep,
now,
he did it to himself.
Off the ballot, was he really under credentials? Was he really a candidate?
Uh-huh. Or was he something else? We're finding out. Okay, we'll be back. Larry Nichols, my guest, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And here we are back again with this most interesting individual here, none other than Larry Nichols. And I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to have you here, Larry. A lot of people don't like hearing you, you know. They think you're just a front man for Hillary, and they think you're just an enemy. But I like listening to you because you add color to my life here.
Well, let me tell you.
If nothing else.
Harold called me today.
Who?
Harold Lickies.
Oh, okay.
He said, Nick, you got to get in the game. I said, I hate her. No, you can pull it off. I said, no, Ickes, I don't like you. I don't like her. He told me I should go to anger management. That's classic.
Yeah, with Adam Sandler, right, yeah. The movie, you know.
But, you know, what do Bill and Hillary owe the Democratic Party, folks? They robbed her in Michigan. They hate her.
You're right. I mean, here I am. I hate Hillary more than anybody, probably. And yet, I wound up feeling sorry for the poor bitch. I mean, the poor woman.
Yeah, well, I really feel sorry for her. You know, my job is to win. That's what Harold wanted. Nick, get back in the game, bud. You can make her win. Number one, she ain't going to listen to me. She hates me more than I hate her. Anger management, she ought to go to it. I can live with anything. You know I can, Rick. But I'm just asking you, what does she owe the Democratic Party?
Mm-hmm.
Not only in Michigan did they give all undecided. Now, folks, let me tell you, Michigan was in January. Let me tell you who was on the ticket in January. John Edwards? John Edwards? The governor of New Mexico? Whatever his name was,
Richardson.
Huh?
Bill Richardson, you mean?
Bill Richardson, yeah. Now, mm-hmm. in that time, Obama was not even a spot on your dial. To give him all of the undecided, that's wrong. But you know what they did?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is constitutionally illegal. They not only gave him all 55 delegates committed to undecided,
mm-hmm.
they took four from her.
Yep.
And you know what they did, which is constitutionally flawed? They did not count 600,000 votes. Now, by the way, in Michigan, 600,000 votes was four times the number of people that voted in the Democratic primary mm-hmm. with John Kerry that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're sitting back being Hillary and Bill, right?
Yeah.
They didn't leave the party. It left them. You don't owe them nothing. Now, get back in the game. You were given a gift. You were given, Hillary was given a gift, you know?
Mm.
It took her from having to get 51% of the vote, Rick. Now she's got to have 34.
Right.
McCain was the problem. Obama can never win in a three-person race. McCain might have until Bob Barr got in the race. Now he's going to take 6-7 points from McCain.
Yeah.
And I would say to you, being Hillary, you know, you spent all your life, Jesus God, you married Bill, so this day would come, and you're going to walk away from being the President of the United States. You've got to be kidding me. Remember, 80% of America hate the government, right? That's both parties.
That's true.
Now, why didn't Ron Paul run as an independent, which many of you love Ron Paul, which I wish he'd win.
Well,
he couldn't run because, you know what, it takes one massive organization to get you on the ballot in the key 38 states. You've got to be on the ballot to possibly win.
And besides, he wouldn't be going to the Republican convention to start
right.
the story.
Well, that's why he didn't run as an independent.
Well, obviously.
Because he couldn't get on the ballot in the key 38 states.
That's
well, you know
the
what?
Whole point, yep.
Hillary's got the organization to get her on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, excuse me for living. Why would you walk away with the most votes ever in the history of the world? Why would you walk away from already? Rick, she already has the Electoral College votes to win.
Oh, yeah. Surely those states are the key states, the key
she's
electoral
already won
votes.
The key states.
Yeah.
She's already got the Hispanic vote. Do you believe blacks and Mexicans mix, folks? Not
no,
being racist.
Don't.
No, they don't.
They
That's
do
why
not.
Obama didn't get them.
That's right. No, I agree. I mean, and you don't have to be a brilliant strategist to see the deck of cards here. So what is in it? What is in it for all of the
well,
media
I'm
moguls?
Say one other thing. You know what's bothering me?
Mm-hmm.
Obama closed short. Hillary closed strong. There is something, y'all, listen to me. There's mm-hmm. something about Obama that we don't know. Now, opposition research Republicans, trust me, they'll find it. They'll bring it out. There's something about Obama, Rick, that you and I don't know him. I ain't got nothing against him, you know. I ain't got nothing against him, but there's something we don't know.
All right.
When
well,
they
we gotta
bump fist and touch their thumb.
I know yeah. this. I know we got to take a break. And we'll do that right now, Larry. And when we come back, we will entertain dissident and, yes, agreeable, both phone calls right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And here he is, Larry Nichols, the strategist. The genie is still out of that bottle. We can't get him back in. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, there you go. Right from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. And did I say that? Well, here we are with Larry Nichols, and we're back now. Larry,
Rick, may I tell you something personal?
You may speak. Go right ahead.
Now, folks, I got to say this in the interest of true disclosure.
Go ahead.
When Harold asked me to get back in the game, I gave him two options. Two. One was grease my palms. In our world, that means
sounds like read my lips. Yeah.
Pay me. He said, well, we can't because you'll tell. I said, I will. He said, what's the other option? I said, I want Hillary to bow down and kiss my feet.
Oh, my.
That's when he told me the trick about anger management, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, will you tell that? I said, you bet. I'll tell it right here on Rick Adams' show. She's got to come and kiss my feet. Now, Rick, you know why? You know why I'm so insistent?
Why?
When my daddy had 18 months to live, 18 months, dying of cancer, that's when they attacked me because I found out they were running cocaine through Mina, mm-hmm. and I told.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Bill, don't hurt my daddy. You know what? I held my daddy. Can you imagine? Bless his little heart. He didn't even have any hair. I was holding him in my arms, and he looked up at me, and he said, son, they're going to kill you.
Mm.
My daddy died thinking I was. This is blood. And I'm sorry, Rick. That's very personal. I don't mean to tell it, but...
It's a lot thicker than water. No doubt about it.
What?
Yep. It's a lot thicker than water.
Yeah. You know, grease my palms, and I will come on this show and tell you they paid me to save them. Or kiss my feet, and I will come on this program and told you she kissed my feet. She ain't got but two options.
You know, yeah, I understand all of that. And the thing is, that is just, you know, because it doesn't matter to me, you know, I mean, personally, I have
no choice. You love me.
I have, no, it doesn't matter to me about these silly candidates they put up, these front men and women. But the fact of the matter is that one of these people, or somebody, unfortunately, is going to be sitting in that Oval Office next year. Now, I've been fond of saying, people ask me, who's going to be president in February of next year? And I tell them, George Bush. I said, wait a minute, George Bush legally can't be president. I said, yeah.
Yes, he can.
I said, yeah. I said, well, who says he has to be legal? Everything he's done so far, virtually, has been illegal.
You know, and what Tommy Franks, my friend, General Tommy Franks,
General Franks,
said, one hand grenade in a mall, and we would go under
martial
law. Now, that means FEMA. Now, what FEMA means is provisional government, and you know what? When that happens, it's over. Bush gets to be king.
Right, and that's what he wants. Now, the question is, do the people that control both Hillary at the top, or should I say influence, if I will, and George Bush, do they want that? Or are they going to give Bush a surprise?
Now,
what is your
Everybody wants to be the one that is president when that happens. Everyone.
And what's your best bet? I mean, do you have any sincere prognostications on that, Larry? Is George Bush going to go kicking and screaming, or is he going to stay? And what does Hillary have to say about it?
You know, right now, Rick, I can't tell you what she wants.
Well, I can't either yet. Only the good Lord knows.
But
I know you know better.
You and I, we, all of us, we're not privy to the deals being made. All right? It's about power. Now, I can tell you this. Obama says, tonight, you know, Hillary be my vice presidential candidate. You know what all the you know what all the super delegates are going to say? Obama, what are you doing, man? You know, we backed you. Now you're going to make her VP. You think Cheney was powerful? She will suck the oxygen out of you, and she'll be over us. She will make us miserable. I would say to you, Hillary, run. As a progressive, get out of there. Hey, now all of you are saying, well, that can't be done, right? Well, let's take Joe Lieberman. What did he do? He lost as a Democrat because of his support of the war, and he ran as an independent, and he won.
Absolutely. He totally planned it that way.
So, you know, Rick, it's not my job until she greases my palms or kisses my feet. And when that happens, trust me, I will make it happen.
You better be careful she doesn't bite your feet.
What?
You better be careful she doesn't bite off your feet. Never mind
kiss. I got 38 holes in me, man. You know, what are they going to do to me that they ain't done?
Yeah. Just stop your breathing, right?
They've tried. You know, it takes two people to kill somebody. One killer and one somebody who be willing to be killed. And
not,
I ain't ready
not
to
that,
die
not
yet.
That Hillary and Bill would ever stoop to that level, but yes.
Well, you know what? Doesn't politics make for strange people?
Yes, it does.
She needs me now more than ever. And you know what? I need retribution, bud. Now, folks, I know you think I'm lying. I'm telling you the truth. This is on my daddy's grave. I need retribution. Now, kiss my feet, bitch, and I'll get you there. Yeah, I'll tell everybody. I'll tell everybody. That's the price you pay, you know? You want to be president. Is it willing to say, well, yes, I kissed his feet. Yeah, you know what? You didn't hold your daddy in your arms. Yeah, Jerry Falwell did that to me months later. But when I held that in my arms.
Right.
And by the way, those of you that have the Circle of Power, tape the Circle of Power, which was the precursor to the Glenn Chronicles, 3 hours after I held my dad in my arms and he took his last breath. 3 hours later, I went in that hotel room and made the Circle of Power. You bet. You bet.
Okay. Hey, let's take some calls, Larry.
All right.
You got me thinking here. 800-313-9443 is the number. Larry Nichols is my guest. And let me take a call from Flora first in Idaho. Hello there, Flora.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, long time no hear. Good to have you back.
I'm so glad that I got to hear this man again. Larry, honey, I pray for you many times. My heart is set on you. And I'll tell you something, Larry. Few men have got the intelligence to understand what you do. The Lord has given me some insight on you. And what you're doing is very dangerous, and we can't be flippant. But I tell you, your daddy knows exactly where you are, and he's very proud of you. And as a citizen of the United States of America who will give her life for the troops and the true American, I tell you, you are a citizen. I'm very proud of you. And Larry,
you know, Flora,
I just love your program. Flora. I just love it. I haven't got to listen for a long time. Very few people know what you're up against, Larry.
Well,
they don't have the courage, nor the insight, nor the will.
Now, Flora, you stay where you are. Stay, because Larry wants to respond to what you've just said.
You know, Flora, thank you, honey. But I don't know. Daddy's got God's eyes now. And forgive me, honey. You think I'm something special. I'm not. I hate the Clintons. I hate them because I held Daddy. Maybe he knows better. You know, my dad always knew I was different. But I'm not brave, honey. I'm not brave. I just came to do what I came to do. And you just heard me say, you know, Flora, what does that make you think about me when I said, hey, if she'll kiss my feet, I'll get her the presidency?
I don't think she's ever going to kiss anybody's feet. She's remarkably stupid for as powerful as she is. She takes everything for granted. She's run by the Big M. And is she the Big M? And if you've ever read Revelations, I think she's the blasphemy that sits on a powerful stallion and drinks the unremarkable abominations. And I think that she just resembles that. Anyway, Larry, whether you like it or not, I'm very proud of you. It doesn't matter to me what you say or what you think your reasons are. Your daddy knows where you're at. And I know that he's alive. God said in, what is it, Luke 22:33, I think. I don't want to mislead you. But he said, I am a God of the living, not the dead. Larry, I've had a near-death experience. I know what death is. And we get there, and it's remarkable. It's so fast. We don't even know how we got there. And I'm telling you, Larry, your dad is vitally alive. We are of the dead, Larry. We're living. We're living here for a reason. We're on a mission. Where does everybody says, oh, my God, why doesn't God do something? Hey, Larry, they did. They sent you and I and them, but they won't admit it, see. They want God to do it all. Rick, I'm just proud of you. I'm just so thrilled every time I get to hear you. I'm not kissing button. You know it. You know me. I really think you do. But, Larry, God showed me stuff that only a remarkable sinner would understand. You may be a son of perdition, but don't you let anybody judge you, Larry, but Christ Almighty. He's an authority on our soul.
I don't know if he likes me or hates me or if he's making fun of me.
Nobody's making fun of you in
heaven. But I will guarantee this. I will do what I came to do, honey. I swear to God I will.
All right, Flora, we thank you again for your persistence.
You bet.
And your
thank
wonderful
you, my
calls.
Friend.
Bye-bye now. All right, Doug. Hello there, Doug in Texas, stranger.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Larry.
Yes.
Gentlemen, don't mind if we drag this conversation into the gutter so we can get the attention of all the Sex and the City fans and the majority of the people. I was wondering how Bill I'm sure he's contemplating how it would affect his sex life, you know, if Hillary went for the number two spot as opposed to being president. If he was the first player, I guess that's what he was, the first player, I guess, as opposed to the second player. Would that, you think that Bill is concerned about how that would adversely affect him,
if Hillary takes vice president, the Obama family, he and Michelle, they will become the power players of the Democratic Party. Hillary might be vice president, but Bill will drift off into obscurity in Harlem, screwing black girls. But you know what? He can't take that. Doug, he can't take that. I know him, you know?
Right.
They can't take being nobody.
Right.
They just can't take it, son. That's a death worse than dying.
Larry, what is the real story on the Clintons' marital status? I mean,
they stay married because of one reason,
yeah,
which we discussed years ago, he and
mm-hmm.
I and Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever divorce,
mm-hmm.
then they can testify against each other in court.
Right.
As long as they're married, they can never testify against each other. Now, I told them that. I said, so you know what? Stay married. And everything you do, neither one of you, because you don't trust each other, and they didn't, by the way.
Obviously.
You can never testify against each other in court as long as you stay married. Now, you divorce. Hey, baby, they'll put pressure on you. And one of you'll give up. But if you stay together, they can never make you testify against each other. That's why they don't live together.
A true marriage of convenience, indeed.
Well, yeah, you know who Hillary's father was? Do you know who Hugh Latham was? He was a partner with a man named Dan Roskinkowski,
right,
who was a housewife.
You know
what? Those two
Dirty
were,
Dan, they called him, yeah.
Yeah, they were the head of the Dixie. I mean, they were the head of the Chicago mob. I'm the one that sent Roskinkowski to prison for 2 years, actually 18 months.
You were the guy.
Well, yeah, I caught him shipping furniture from his office to his home.
That'll do it every time. And Mr. Fulbright, Bill Clinton's father.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved him. He was a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he banged Bill's mama, but you got to understand, she banged a lot of people in Hot Springs.
Oh, yeah. Can imagine. Those springs were hot, yes. Well, Doug, thank you for the call.
I'm glad I
appreciate your... Yes, one more thing, if you have. Go ahead,
no.
Doug.
No, I'm just glad I could impact the conversation, make it more interesting to the general public.
Yeah. Well, you can go back to Sex and the City now.
All right.
In Clinton land? Is that what it is? The Clintonista land? Okay. Thank you. Dave in Texas is next. Hello there, Dave.
How are y'all doing tonight?
All right, sir.
It's good to talk to y'all again for a couple of months since I last talked to y'all when you were together. I've got a couple of scenarios that I think one may play themselves out. I'm not sure which one. One, if the election is called off by some cataclysmic event and a declaration of a kind of a martial law situation, suspending the electoral process, then the next president of the United States after next January 20th won't be G.W. Jr. It'll be Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
He's
no.
been vice president for 8 years, but he has another 8 years eligibility to be president.
No.
He'll just declare himself
Larry,
president.
Larry, why no?
Get the
why
Senate
no, Larry?
To nominate him as president.
Why
he's
no,
had
Larry?
The Senate.
All right. I spent years in the FEMA planning in the military. You see, it goes into provisional government. After January, whomever is president, when you go into the FEMA provisional government, that person becomes king. Congress is sent home. They become dukes and earls. See, that's mm-hmm. what the provisional government's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So if it happens after someone's appointed president, that president becomes king. And the only person, believe it or not, y'all, which is kind of the joke of jokes, the only one that can call off a provisional government is the president. Well, if you're king, right, why would you ever call it off?
There you go. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. If you have another question, Dave, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Larry Nichols and Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
We're back, and I should mention, hey, ladies and gentlemen, are you in good health? Well, if not, it's time. RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract took some control over you. They can help. And the Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular health, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today, www.HB, the initials HB. extract.com, or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Now we're back, and we still have Dave on the line, I believe, before we go to another call. Yes, okay. Larry.
Let me say two things.
Two things, Larry. Go ahead.
Hillary will call me tomorrow.
She will call you tomorrow?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Either she will answer, or she won't. If she does, you will be the first program on earth that I tell whether she greased my palm or kissed my feet.
Okay, and I want her and you on the program together.
Well, she won't do that, because I'll call her a dyke. And number two, for the people that tried to get me tonight on my program, Rick, you know me, I'm not very computer literate. I had put a sleep timer somehow on my show, and it kept going off.
Oh, you're too much.
But I told them to listen to you.
Okay. And they're listening, believe me. You're listening in the boroughs, that's for sure, and the slimy little pits of New York with Bill. Dave, are you
still... But isn't that exciting, Rick? Rick, okay. Don't you want to know, buddy? Dave, don't you want to know?
Dave.
Don't you want to know?
What do you want to
know? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I have my own prediction, if there's time for me to make it very quickly.
Yeah,
scenario,
go ahead.
Scenario number two, the election goes forward.
Uh-huh.
I actually predict a little different from with respect to your guest, Mr. Nichols, and I do appreciate his expertise on the Clintons. But having said that, I now have come to the conclusion that it's likely Hillary will not attempt a third party or independent candidacy, that if she's not the nominee of the party, she probably will sit back and wait for 2012 rather than attempt to run.
Never happened, Dave.
Well, that might be.
In 2012, she will be 70 years old, all but it, and she will have gone through 8 years of Obama, assuming he stays in both terms. And by the way, ain't nothing gonna good happen during this next term of president, whether it's Obama or George Washington. The economy's in trouble.
I'm aware of that, but
it's more than the economy. Yeah.
That Obama wants to pick Rick Adams' old sparring partner, Jack Reed, as his possible running mate in place of the Clintons, because he doesn't want to be under the Clinton shadow, and he needs someone to help him with his lack of military expertise. And the only one who's, long story short, the most practical person for Obama would be Big Jack Reed of Nevada, not Jack, Rhode Island.
I wish he were in Nevada. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jack Reed of Rhode Island,
right.
I should say,
yeah,
myself,
well, it won't
as
happen.
His running mate instead.
It won't happen.
I agree.
You know,
okay, we got to move along there, Dave.
You know,
thank
you. You're Obama, you're going to have to bring Joe Sixpack, Blue Collar, Bubba, whatever you want to call him. You got to bring them to him. And the only one that can do that's Hillary.
One more call for Larry Nichols. Henry in Connecticut. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Not much time, Henry. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to ask him about something with the Monica Lewinsky thing, because I always thought that's so silly anyway compared to over in Europe. But was that a stage thing?
No. I knew Chuck. Chuck is a cook in the White House. He was the one that for three presidential terms got dignitaries, women.
Okay.
He was the one that gave me the dress with the stains on it.
That wasn't real?
No, that's real. Very real.
All right, Henry. It's real. Just watch your DNA, Henry. All right. Hey, Larry, again, you pulled it off here on the program. We will talk.
I'm a cheap date, am I not?
Hmm?
I'm a cheap date, am I not?
Yes, you are. You're very cheap but very fun. All right. Thank you, Larry. We'll talk soon.
Tomorrow night. Now, if I'm not on, she didn't call. But if she calls, I swear to God, I'll come on with you first.
You let me know.
To the world.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Good night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow night. Rick Adams, so long.